Firstly, I would like to express my greetings to young students. I usually is describing generation of 20th century and a generation of 21st century. So I belong the generation of 20th century. So now gradually ending. You are a generation of 21st century. So 21st century at the beginning. So if the generation of 21st century, if you make effort with vision, with optimism, you will see better future, better world, more peaceful, more compassionate world. So sometimes I jokingly is telling people, my generation, 20th century, I think we create a lot of problem on this planet. So in order to do more work, these 21st century generation. If it's a world truly peaceful, then I think you may remain relaxed. So world really troublesome. So therefore, you have sort of more responsibility, more work, you see, to change that kind of situation. So I really feel very happy seeing the young human brothers, sisters, and sort of very fresh. So those young student, you see, your mind not yet spoiled. Now, you see, you are really hopeful. You have the real sort of opportunity to change the world. Not by force, but by awareness through education. Basically, 7 billion human beings from birth, basic nature is more compassionate. There's now scientists say. Since our basic nature is more compassionate, therefore there is real hope. If our basic nature is anger, then not much hope. So, Kershaya. Kena Kershaya. Sisha. There's some book there.
Very good.
No? Because Tangu Chimsa can name a jerry. So these students is a very dear in my mind because you see these children from Kasa slum. You see, no hope. This monk, he noticed some children. Kasa, can you look at it?
Garbage.
Oh. Picking something. Then, eventually, he visited their own sort of their home. Nothing. Very poor. So, then eventually because of the thought, to create small place, these children, you see, firstly some food like that, then gradually some sort of education. Then I help, we help, my Dalai Trust, say, help to build the Kasoda, the hostel, or these things. Now, Lokso Shimbari, how many years passed now? No, 14 years. Yes?
Hello, everyone. I want to brief Your Holiness and everyone about the secular ethics program. As His Holiness told you that these children come from very poor background. They come from the slum area. Now they are educated and some of them are in junior classes and some of them have reached college. So our program in the hostel is a holistic program. And there are different dimensions in the holistic program. We not only concentrate on educating them and making them academically sound, but we also think that it is our responsibility and we are committed to make them good human beings. We produce good human beings. That's what our main objective is. So one dimension of it is ethical education. But since children from the hostel come from different backgrounds, some of them are Muslim, some of them are Christian, some of them are Hindus, while we were trying to teach them about ethical education, we sort of came across this challenge that we cannot put one ethics over other. We can't tell that this ethics is better and this is supposed to be done, this is not supposed to be done, because every child has his own faith. We don't want to change that faith. So we had this challenge as to how to tell children something which is common to all humanity, and that's how we came across secular ethics. Now, secular ethics as a concept, if you're aware of, is a concept which is not very closely related to religion. It does not sprout out of religion. Ethics is not concentrated with religion. It is ethics for everybody, for the entire mankind, for the beneficial of entire mankind. And there are various competencies. So we started teaching our children about these competencies, but our program is not just about teaching or taking classes. We had different ways to involve children in this. For little children, we had activities where they were talking about and there were stories shared about appreciating kindness and other competencies. And the senior children were involved in doing something which they like, which, you know, gives them space for their own creativity. So first they started by painting panels. They got into groups and they discussed and they painted panels. Which panels are put across in our hostel, Tonglen. But now our project has taken like a preliminary level, and the secular ethics project has two dimensions. The first dimension is called the Secular Ethics Yatra, which is an educative and an interactive program. So the children get together and they go to schools where they have these interaction classes with dance and songs so that the children are involved and all the new children in the schools can learn about secular ethics and then they can spread the message. This is the first dimension, which is an educative and interactive program. The second dimension is marketing social values, where we are taking the step to actually promote secular ethics, the competencies of secular ethics. Now, we've used the word marketing not because it's selling a product or anything, but because marketing appeals to the young and marketing has a big ambit. You know, you can get more people involved in it. So marketing social values is a project where...
I want to explain. So when we use the secular word, secular, according to Indian understanding, India's constitution itself is based on secular concept. So secular means, since it's in this country, a multi-religious nation. So therefore, you see, according to Indian understanding, secular means respect all religions. In the West, secular sometimes you see, get the impression, the word secular, sometimes the people feel disrespect to religion. I think during French Revolution and Russian Bolshevik Revolution, then secular means something anti-religion. But actually, I make distinction. What is the real meaning of religion? It's compassion. No one against compassion. Dogs, cats, they also love, appreciate love, compassion. I think actually, during revolution period, France, Russia, I think atheism means against religious institution. Because many religious institutions is actually helping the ruling class to exploit poor people. So that's quite right to against that kind of institution. So religious institution. That does not mean against the religion. But in any way, according to Indian understanding, secular means respect all religion, and then also respect non-believer. That is something quite unique. So that's very relevant to today's world. I think out of 7 billion human beings, around 1 billion non-believer. So these non-believer also part of humanity, our brothers, sisters. So therefore, I think Indian understanding, secular, respect all religion, and also respect non-believer. That's, I think, very relevant to today's world. Yes.
Absolutely, like His Holiness mentioned, and it is also mentioned in the Indian Constitution. That's how our Constitution works, by using the word secular. Our Constitution is supposed to be secular, respect to all religions and also non-believers. So coming back to marketing social values, exactly, because the vision of His Holiness, we want to like spread and share it with all the people, because it is relevant in today's society and it will be relevant for the coming generations also. So the marketing social values project, we have right now decided to paint some panels and display boards, because if you go around, if you go in public places, you see so many things telling you to buy Coca-Cola, buy the new mobile phone, do this. We just want to make that attempt to say, you know, how about be kind, be compassionate amongst the hordes of so many things trying to say. We want to make an attempt to tell people to just have some social values and, you know, make use of ethics in your life. So that's our project for now on. And also, it's not just the project, it's not just the vision that we sat together and we decided to spread the message of secular ethics. This all comes out from all these children, because these children have suffered in their real lives and they made use of secular ethics. We've been teaching secular ethics since 2015. So now I want to ask these students to share how they made use of secular ethics in their real life situations and made use of it. So I'll pass on the mic to Nisha first. Okay.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Guruji. My name is Nisha, and now I'm...
Not true, because of afternoon.
Good. Sorry, Guruji. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning, still. Okay. I think, see, you, sorry, wait so long. So you felt now already the afternoon. Yes.
So I am doing study in Bangalore in Christ University. In 2015, that was my first year in Christ University, as Christ University is very professional and very rich students are there and they are very intelligent. So my first day in Christ University was really challenging. So I just cried a lot because of I don't have language. My English is very weak, And in Christ, all students and teachers are speaking in English only. All lectures are also held in English. And also they are very rich. And like it was very challenging for me to sit with them, to talk with them. And so, and I cried and I asked Guruji, like, I can't do study here because I think it's not for me. And it's really challenging, and they are very rich people and they are very big for me. And I was about to leave my university. I was about to leave my studies. Then Tonglen recommended me to practice about secular ethics. And my favorite, self-acceptance and courage. I studied about that a lot, and then I accepted the challenge, and that gave me courage. And now I am very much confident, and I have confidence now, and I am able to speak in front of them. And also, I am able to speak in front of, like, on the stage, in front of all that students. Like, I got courage, and I accepted the challenge. And I think we all should practice secular ethics. Seriously, it has changed my life. I was about to leave my studies, but thank you, Guruji.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you. Guruji, myself, Pinky, and I recently passed my plus two class in medical stream, and I want to be a doctor. But as we are very much inspired by your vision on secular ethics, and I really like and love to learn secular ethics because it really changed my life. And as we are learning in Tonglen Hostel about secular ethics on 10 competences, and my favorite one is discernment. And sometimes before learning the secular ethics, sometimes some people telling me something abuse language, or they gossiping me, and I really get demoralized, and I'm frustrated, and I can't do anything at that time when they are gossiping me. And it's really difficult for me to deal with the situation and for the judgment. But after learning the discernment, I really am always trying to understand the situation, and I'm always trying to make the good decisions according to the reality. And it helps me a lot to making the good decisions. And I thought that it is really important to learn secular ethics because it changed our life. It is not like a study on books or like academic study, but it is the study of mind and heart. So it is very important in our daily life because it very relevant to change our future, or it make it helps me more to make good decisions according to reality. So thank you so much, Guruji.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Your Holiness, today I want to speak about empathic concern. So as we have suffered a lot from different situations like poverty, discriminations, and various situations. So we are poor. We are from poor background. So we have suffered from various situations. So as we have suffered, so we don't want to suffer like society and people as we have suffered. So I think we are learning empathic concern in secular ethics. So I think it's important to guide the people about secular ethics, that how it's important to us. I think we can make the society harmonious and peaceful. So we just want to help the people with this. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Your Holiness, myself Vijay, and I am doing BCom in Kangra College. And today we are learning secular ethics in our hostel, and today my favorite is appreciating kindness, because you know before I come to Tonglen I have faced many difficulties, lots of difficulties, and even sometime I used to go begging, and sometime my mother asked me to go there, and I have never thought that I have such kind of opportunity to go in school or college. And because kindness changed my life, initial stage I have most anger on that, on those people who told me like that, but now I want to do more kind on them. Thank you for your vision.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you. Your Holiness, my name is Renata. I come from Brazil. I didn't grow up in the slums, but I came from a very simple background. I was the first one in my family to go to university. Nowadays, I work for a company that is called Bain. We're one of the biggest strategy consultants in the world. It's an American company. We draw strategies for several companies throughout everything. And I just joined online two, three days ago. I know how our Guruji and the entire Tonglen family to do their two-year plan as if they were a big enterprise to not only take out all these children from the poverty trap through education, as my family did to us, but also to make them better human beings and spread the secular ethic. Thank you.
Thank you. Really wonderful.
It's a part of Kasota, materializing the, my sort of vision, my hope. This is just the beginning.
Your Holiness, we also would like to present you a leaf, which is also the logo of the website we have created and the Facebook page, so that more people can get involved and we can spread the message of secular ethics.
We would like to go. Oh yeah. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. So now, consider 15 years. It is now, no matter how small, but one example. Ethics without religious belief, not relying on religious belief, simply use basic human nature and our own experience. They say, when no matter whether we know or not, someone is met and smiling, feel happy. Even old friend or that, we don't feel happy, isn't it? So I think sometimes you see human mind, I think too much sophisticated. I think animal may be more honest. So the cat, dogs, if you treat them sincerely, with affection, they appreciate. So the kindness or loving kindness, so all living sentient beings, generally, I think all living sentient beings are because of experience. Everybody loves that. Now, as I think they love something, the modern education, right? Existing modern education, only, you see, materialistic oriented. So not much talk about our inner value. When about inner value, such as love, compassion, forgiveness, these things happen, then we usually, you see, rely on religious faith. Then religion, I think, generally speaking, you see, I think religion generally, you see, very much also the kasoda combined with faith. Faith means without much reason. Now, Buddhist sort of was the way of thinking, particularly Nalanda tradition. Every point, you see, we analyze and try to find reasons whether there is contradictory reason or not. Always analyze. So, a certain faith or conviction entirely based on the analyze, research. So that is something quite unique in the Nalanda tradition. Buddha also, so Nalanda tradition. Therefore, so that's something different. Otherwise, Buddha himself, you see, telling us, oh, my follower, monks, scholars, should not accept my teaching out of faith, out of devotion, but rather thorough investigation and experiment. So that's something quite exception. Otherwise, I think faith usually, there's not much reason. So now we need, you see, the teaching or make awareness about inner value, not relying on religion, but simply scientific findings and our own experience, our common sense, we can explain. So since now I think more than 20 years, you see, we are trying to find ways to promotion about our inner value through education, not through teaching, but through education, through awareness. So we use the word secular ethics through secular way. So now already some result, some example. So I really appreciate my dear son, my institution, you really done very well. Thank you. Now you Kazakhstan, the market Kazakhstan. With your own experience, now trying to share more people. It's wonderful, really wonderful. Now I have, you see, a few commitments. Number one commitment, I consider myself as another human being. I am one of the 7 billion human beings. So we are social animal. The future of human happiness is everybody's interest. And Western nations' future depend on East. Easterns depend on West. Similarly, South and North. So now, national differences not much sort of relevant. We must think about humanity. If we truly consider the other people, or human brothers, sisters, then no basis of killing each other, bully each other, or violence. So therefore, now time come, we need the promotion of sense of oneness of humanity. That's my number one commitment. Sense of oneness of human being, humanity. Then, automatically, sense of concern of their well-being automatically come. Then my second commitment is, I am Buddhist. In this country, in India, religious harmony, I think, wonderful there. Some problem here and there, occasionally, that's understandable. But overall picture, I think India is the, I think, only nation where all major world religious traditions live together. So it is possible to develop religious harmony. So my second commitment is try to promotion of religious harmony, especially now these days. And the very source of compassion, various religion, is that now causing anger, killing, division. Very sad. Very sad. Now look in Arab or in different places. Really, very sad. So, it is not time. Just Kasoda remain with Kasoda in different way. Indifference. No, it is morally. Now we must be active. Try to reduce this violence, particularly in the name of religion. So that's my second commitment. Now third commitment. Now, of course, I'm Tibetan. So regarding Tibet issue, political responsibility. Now we already have elected political leadership. He carried this responsibility since 2011. I totally retired. Since then, not only myself retired, but also 4-century-old Dalai Lama institution. Traditionally, become head of both temporal and spirituality. Now that I formally, voluntarily, proudly cease. Even now, the Dalai Lama institution remain for another century. Then, you see, the future Dalai Lama, see, no opportunity to use the Dalai Lama institution and exploiting other. So sometimes I jokingly say, telling people that since the sort of dual responsibility, religion and spirituality, temporal, since 5th Dalai Lama is in this sort of tradition started. I suppose 14th Dalai Lama. So if 5th Dalai Lama reappear, I mean, what he going to say? But then I use my common sense, now no possibility to reappear. So I have the freedom to decide. So now another regarding Tibet, the preservation of Tibetan ecology. Now, for example, India, Brahmaputra, and Kasati, Indus River, all these major rivers, the original source from Tibet. So, India also have certain right to show your concern of pure water inside Tibet, pure ecology, clean water, like that. And then Tibetan tradition, Tibetan knowledge, So Tibetan Buddhist tradition actually come from India. So I always describe you, Indian, historically, our guru, our teacher. We are chela, the students. Now, fortunate or unfortunate, now chela have much knowledge. Guru, not much. I think we Tibetan, through generations, I think over 1,000 years, we what we learned from Indian masters, we kept these not in temple, but study. At least 20, 30 years study. Me also, I say, in ceremony, I put on high throne. But when study come, my tutor occasionally threat me. Because I was quite a lazy student. But so therefore, since I think my age, about 8 or 7, 8 years old, already started memorize some of these text, which mainly wrote by root text wrote by Indian master. So our way is memorize these root texts. All these root texts come from India. And then some commentary, some wrote by Indian, and then later many Tibetan scholars wrote commentary. So then we learn these things. And then in order to study, we extensively use logic. So someone say something, and immediately we try to raise kasoda, gelu, questions, contradictions like that. So this is very helpful to sharpening our mind, really. So now, my latest commitment is trying to revive ancient your knowledge in this country. India, I think, can do combination of knowledge, mind, through that way, so the richer inner value, and with modern education, that help us material development and technology, these things. So combination, material development, modern thing, modernization, provide us physical comfort, not mental comfort. I think you experience, say, very millionaire or billionaire. I also found some occasion, very rich person, quite sure, you see, millionaire. But when we sat and some sort of formal sort of talk, then I found very rich, very educated, and some are the chancellor of big university. But when we talk, I found very unhappy person. So their education failed bring inner peace. Their money failed to bring inner peace. More anxiety, too much stress. So, in inner value, inner peace is concerned, ancient Indian knowledge, you see, have the ability to bring inner peace, not through prayer, not through faith, but full of knowledge about the system of our emotion and how to tackle these emotions. So that's, you see, your tradition. So you, India, Indian, can combine modern value and the ancient value combined, so that people get physical well-being, similarly mental well-being. So that's my third commitment, right? So you can help me in that respect, please. Nowadays, whenever I have the opportunity talking with Indian friends, some scholars, some government officials, the universities, say I'm now talking with these things. So response from public, very, very encouraging, so hopeful. So please, you also part of that work, that task, please. Thank you. With the moral ethics, secular ethics, this eventually, you see, with this sort of awareness, from kindergarten level up to university level, then India's these existing corruptions and huge gap, rich and poor, and caste sort of divisions, these certainly can reduce. So these, through awareness, through education, then I think there are really possibility to create genuine, equal, happy society. And with this respect, with this connection, I also, you see, one of admirer of European Union, not talking about my nation, my nationality, but think about Europe. So I very, very sort of happy the French election. I think people choose right person. Like that. So now some questions.
Secular ethics. Marketing social value di kunjugi leti di nanglola ana mi bum chi so ji lodi nanglo chasi ting ma di kase ga kodo pe ya se ya ta chapra na bar ska mar tu ini ta kunjugi sik di ta chapra na bar si pe ji che sa ini gi da ma kodo pe ya ni pe ya yi na mo ji ni secular ethics and the Lambda Namadalang and the Shinguni, someone of Tujina Shahino.
Indeed,
the Pemisigi, Kasiga, Lubu Kranzagi, Mizin and Lortan, Yahazizo, Namlona Shivij, Goyazik, and Shivine, the Yuja, this one, the Zamanin, that Shinguni Tujina Shah.
Ka. Shinguni. Oh, you see, Tuchi. Think on the language. Some question? On this side?
Your Holiness, actually I want to clear my concept. As we all are thinking that appreciating kindness, first competency on secular ethics, so we thought that we should appreciate the kindness who kind to us. But the main goal of the appreciating kindness is recognize appreciating kindness over cruelty. So can you clear my concept? What is right? We should appreciate kindness over cruelty, or appreciate kindness for them who are kind to us?
Cruelty. Cruelty. Sit down. Is firstly, analyze. I think the cruelty, not just action, but motivation. So where there is compassionate motivation, cruelty.
There's no chance for cruelty.
So now think, is it cruelty, hatred, anger, or suspicion? So now we have to sort of analyze the mental level, emotional level. What is the value of anger or hatred? No value. Even physical health is very bad. Now scientists, medical scientists say there are constant anger, constant hatred, fear is actually eating our immune system. I think, do you ever have some experience when you visit Kasoda hospital or seek some advice from doctor? Any doctor is telling you, oh, you should have more anger, then your illness reduces.
Have you ever met such doctor who advises this way?
I think doctor always say, rest, calm, 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 calm. But doctor, you see, do not know how to bring calmness. That's now the Buddhist psychology, ancient Indian psychology. Now today, Buddhism, I think, at least we Tibetan Buddhists, I think we still kept all this knowledge through rigorous study. Otherwise, in India and other Buddhist countries, not much study. So Indians are spiritual brothers, sisters, Hindus, Jains, also you see now, I think very rare who really study seriously. They simply satisfy to carry some puja like that, some ritual, isn't it? So now, because of the motivation level, is analyze what is the value of anger. Once we realize anger is no use, destroy our peace of mind immediately, in the long run, all negative expressions or word, attitude or action come. So once we have sort of a full conviction, anger is bring only negative thing, unhappiness thing, then try to look what is the opposite of anger. Then loving kindness. The loving kindness, what value? It brings immediately peace of mind. And through that way, your physical condition, health, physical health also becomes better. So then, once we develop awareness, anger is harmful, destructive. Compassion, loving kindness is helpful. Then that kind of sorrow, the awareness itself makes differences. Once you realize anger is very harmful, then the strength, because of the intensity of anger, gradually reduce. So I think you can see the cruelty, these kind of thing automatically reduce. Cruelty, firstly something happened, so then develop anger, then the traces of anger remain there, then whenever you find opportunity, then more cruel attitude, cruelty. So all these we have to look motivation level. So actually, the ahimsa, non-violence, very much related with motivation level. You see, with very bad motivation, try to cheat other people, try to exploit other people, big smile, and a nice word, and some sort of gift. It's actually violence. Like parent or teacher, You see, in order to out of sense of concern of their children, their students, say well-being, sometimes use harsh word. For example, the my tutor, you see, some always you see keep whip to threat me. So it looks violence, but motivation is sincere sense of concern of my well-being. So that's actually non-violence. The number of occasion my tutor use harsh word. So at that moment, sometimes I feel angry. Now, I really realize, you see, all this is a concern for my own future, my own well-being. So then, you see, instead of anger, feel appreciation. Like that. Rajane, next question.
Your Holiness, I have a question regarding contentment. I want to understand, in the sense, as a person, I'm not very ambitious. But sometimes I think, I don't know the difference between not being too ambitious and being content. Because my family or some friends tell me that you can do so much better and this, that. But I'm content with wherever I am. So I can't really understand the difference and understand contentment.
Again, now think motivation level and then result level. Result. For nation, for community, we should not practice contentment. Further development we need. Even material field. India, poor country, still we need more development. And even I think 7 million human beings, I think, I don't know precisely. Do you know the poverty? For example, America, you see, what percentage still remain under poverty? An idea? No idea. I think India, I think a much bigger number. Poor. Difficult. So we must sort of further economic development in that respect, and then further development. Firstly, you yourself, you see, make richer, and then can do more other people. Not just, you see, your luxury life or like gambling, not like that. So you see, make you yourself rich and then help other people. So the personal level, only personal level, and then contentment is very, very good practice, one very important practice. You see, otherwise, you see, you want today 100 rupees, and then still feel, oh, I want 1,000 rupees, then 10,000 rupees, the 100,000 rupees you get, still you feel hungry. I want 1 million or billion, like that. So, without practice of contentment, your mind always something hungry. So that spoil your sleep. Isn't it? Contented, much better. Isn't it? I think the purpose, and according to the Buddhist tradition, you see, like Shantideva's, you see, advice, you see, every action we have to make, we have to judge the result or purpose and motivation. Then in certain action, generally consider negative, but with sincere motivation and reasonable purpose, then it becomes sort of or positive. We have to take action like that. Okay. So the question is Jabra Shaswandarisha.
So you have to see the pros and cons of the situation.
Oh. Okay. That also is related with Buddhist sort of concept. Everything is a patit samuppada. everything interrelated, interconnected. So under certain circumstances, certain action is wrong. And under certain circumstances, the same action is right. There's no something independent, absolute, everything interdependent, interconnectedness. What do you think? Too much flexible? Too much? This side, any question?
Hi. How do you suggest someone overcomes a negative experience or situation?
Now, you see, actually, I think ultimately related with our mental attitude. Mental attitude. Now, for example, my own case, at age 16, I lost my freedom. Age 24, I lost my own country. Since then, become stateless, the refugee. And worst thing, inside Tibet, a very, very difficult, very dangerous situation. And now there's actually danger, some of the narrow-minded sort of officials, they really thinking how to eliminate Tibetan unique cultural heritage, including language. So very sad, very sad. But then the one Indian master sort of advice is when you face some problem, think whether that problem can overcome or not. If there is possibility to overcome, then no worry, no need to worry. Make effort. If the situation is such, no way to overcome that suffering, then no use too much worry or sadness. So you should be practical. And then when you face some difficulties, use your intelligence. Look from wider perspective. If that's really negative or not. Each negative thing looks negative, but side effect, some positive there. So once we, now for example, we become refugee because of too much sort of suppression inside Tibet. Very sad, but that brings, other hand, more new opportunity. So thinking that line, then the anger, intensity of anger reduce. So the animal cannot do that. Only we human being use our brain properly. Look every event from wider perspective. That very, very helpful. Next question.
I'm one of the co-instructors for the University of Minnesota group, and I'm doing my PhD at Emory University. For my PhD research, I'm looking at death and dying from Tibetan Buddhist and medical perspective. In my research, I've observed that for many Buddhist practitioners, death is employed as an important point of reference for meditation. Could you please explain why it is so important for those meditators?
Sure. See, reminds impermanence, including death, does not mean just death is something important, right? Thinking death. No, other hand, you see, the sort of, the habit, right? Or thinking, I live 100 years or something. So then, certain sort of, because of the facilities, right? Certain sort of things, God, for this life, more money, including fame, and for that reason, you see, exploitation, and in order to develop some bigger name or fame, sometimes telling lies or pretended like that. So all these negative things, many negative things, negative action, which is related with the concept, I remain permanently, I remain a much longer period. Like I think the king who constructed Taj Mahal, I think they consider they remain long period. And Honecker, the party chief of East Germany, he mentioned the Berlin Wall remained 100 years. So, you see, some kind of concept of permanent, I will remain a long period. Then many negative things happen. So that's why, you see, thinking of life, there's limitation, and impermanent. Otherwise, you see, if you carry your life, meaningful life, and then you should think, I should live long in order to serve others. And that's why, Chidu Chajatua, Chidu, right?
So meditation on impermanence and death and has to be understood within certain context of what you are going to your purpose. So in Tibetan practice, we have the practice of longevity, doing some practices for a long life. I mean, if you are able to do that within this understanding that you are going to serve others more than just for selfish motive, with selfish motive, then it's good.
Chazanga, the mida dunge tong dame vasai sundua. Chumde de tenshima sundu. Dunge de mecheju midawa. Midawa komea de gaba karestona dunge wa somea chita. Jibu chajanga dani, giji giji jigra, jurra, so two samdani chik, yide medevichik samu kwaachi. De tapa temba mevichik samu kwaayoni, ko tarpegi jigra, jindish samdani, dunge wa samdani. De tagas dunge koma chigo mare.
So within the teaching of the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha has actually taught about the first noble, regarding the first noble truth, the four characteristics of it, which are impermanence and suffering, and then emptiness and selflessness. So with regard to the meditation on impermanence, it is for the purpose of us, for the purpose that we realize that things
It is quite interesting. The impermanent, there are two levels. Like death, that's grosser level of impermanence. The subtle level of impermanence, now momentarily changing. Everything momentarily changing. Now, the atomic level. You see, nothing remains
static.
Stand still. Always moving. Always moving. So that level of impermanence is the subtle level of impermanence. So the subtle level of impermanence is the basis of impermanence. Now that, since things, impermanence, those things, impermanence, it shows which cause create impermanence nature. Then you see that develop understanding the everything, changing is based on cause, due to cause. So then this body, changing momentarily. So what was the cause of this body? And then karma. And the karma is a positive karma, negative karma, entirely depend on motivation. The clash, desire, anger, ignorance. You see, due to that, any action is bad karma, causing suffering. So this is very, very kasoda related with whole kasoda Buddhist, the psychology of the world, the psychology of the whole system. Usually, I think in Tibetan, we are Buddhist country, very, very sort of devoted. But at public level, the knowledge about Buddhism very limited. So many of our faith is a blind faith, without knowing the whole sort of the philosophical background or system. So I always telling Tibetan, should pay more attention for study. That's very important. Some scholars say Buddhism is not a religion. Buddhism is science of mind. It's quite true. So therefore, so when you come to go to the, to meet up with Guam's family, the London Tundu is there. The London Tundu is just so shy and angry. Right? Any type of the, just like all the so shy, just like any Lamia Karsuni, the angry is like, no. Just then the Quran is so shy, the, and that's just the song. Just then the just song, Baba, when you Lamia Suni, you just the song, you just that's just the song. Right? But you like the, Jinzhe Lekton. 지수 가신 줘야 숨는 거야. 그래서 나머지 지수는 거야. 누가? 제가 가지고 I publicly sort of mentioning in Ladakh and some area and also is when I give some teaching. Popular level, right? Popular level is our faith is blind faith. So we must. I emphasizing Buddhist, all Buddhists, we should be 21st century Buddhist, not blind faith. Study, analyze. Then Buddhist faith must develop. Like that. Just a Midawasa in Vijay. Then I said, Midawasa, I'm talking to you. In a Midawasa, Don Tami Shi. Do Gunjun Rabdi Genshi, Gopashi, Danung Ninjun, Lam Ribo Truba Ninjin Sen, Midas Shuri do something to your mother, Midamachi, or Danga Chisholm to Hong Shiri, Kahandra, Chita Sigmidakin. Next question.
Hello, Your Holiness. I'd like to first start by thanking you deeply and kindly for hosting us on behalf of everyone in my class here for allowing us to come here to meet with you. It's truly a great honor and a great privilege to be here. So thank you so much. And my question would be is, now we're all students here, we're all looking to graduate and we're going to be entering a new world. What advice could you give us students that can help us perhaps create a positive change in this world and try and change the way things are?
Very important question. Now, at the beginning, I mentioned you are generation 21st century. Now you should content it. Right? You should not content existing situation. So many problems, so many killing, and sometimes the leaders also is causing problem. So this we cannot blame individual, but whole state. The way of thinking, way of life, whole society, and that creates our leaders' narrow-minded thinking. So therefore, now time comes, we have to work fundamental level change, more compassionate education. So now soon, because very soon they dropped about secular ethics. Will be available. Now we are working some draft already sitting there. So that's the only hope, through education, from kindergarten up to university level, the modern education something lacking. Now that modern education something wrong, we never say that. It is very relevant, but not adequate. So now those fields which modern education not yet cover, now that, in that part, we must create supplement like that. So within this year, I think, with the help of some scientists and Emory University, and also some Delhi, India's, some sort of organization, some NGO, few occasions we discuss. Now, I think within this year, I think they finalize drafting. So these are the our method. And whenever you see you leave, share with your friend from one individual, 10 human beings, 100 human beings, 100,000. That's the way. You see, to share, to change way of thinking. So within my lifetime, I think next 15, 20 years, I do not think I can see better world, changed world, but you can see. Later part of 20th century, 21st century, I think can be more sensible human being, more compassionate human being. I'm telling some Chinese when I met, now China need some kind of cultural revolution. The previous cultural revolution motivated by anger, hatred. So it become very destructive. Now time come under the leadership of Communist Party, the compassionate should make compassionate society under the leadership of Communist Party. So cultural revolution with compassion. Then the first day, corruption in China automatically reduced. Otherwise, it's more power, more corruption. In India also now, a lot of corruption. So these self-discipline with the conviction, honest, truthful. These related with sense of respect to other, sense of the oneness of human being. Then the honest come. With honest self-discipline come. Then these wrong things are will be reduced. Punishment from outside, I think, teach us cunningness. Wrongdoings, you see, because of the
So if we are in certain some kind of rules and regulations are imposed on us, then we also have this intelligence and we can find ways to avoid them and to be cunning.
So recently, my visit in East India. So, I think one politician from BJP, you see, he accompanied with me. So within a few days, we become very close friend. Then I, one day I told him, I have 9 hours sleep. And then 5 hours meditation, mainly analytical meditation. That sharpening my mind so that I can cheat other people more easily. Then he responds very nicely. He only 6 hours sleep. So he cannot teach, he cannot cheating other people. So our intelligence, sometimes you see the negative kazoda, negative kazoda.
Used negative way.
So like that. So therefore, I think honest, truthful, that very much related with less self-centered attitude and think more about others' well-being. Then your way of life become more honest, more truthful. So that brings self-discipline. Anger, attachment is part of our mind. But then, awareness, self-discipline reduce. We let kasota, kasota, kada anger that the kobed, devakami chimu chukita self-discipline chiru.
So with self-discipline, we will not let ourselves be taken astray by anger and so forth.
So thank you. Now time come. And, okay, I really appreciate and I really encouraged, say, at least I think 2-3 decades ago, right? So the effort now really bring some good result. Now you should consider seed further develop. Okay.